This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been hearing about it. We want to talk more about it today. It's Race Across America coming next month. John Pearson's in here with County Commissioner Chris Boyce. Guys, thanks for coming in this morning. Chris, let's start with you and talk about what's going to be happening in just over a month.
So we're excited this year. We're breaking the record, setting the trend. We've got, for the first time ever, enough wreaths to lay on every headstone in the VA National Cemetery here in Roseburg, and that's going to take place at 1 p.m. on December 14th. We are excited about the community stepping up and helping in a whole bunch of different ways. And now we're here to ask the folks listening if they'd come and help. We need volunteers to show up at the ceremony on December 14th and help us lay those 7,000 wreaths.
A big dream for a long time. John, why is this one so important to you?
That's a long story, but the very root of it was I was in the Air Force for 8 years, and in those 8 years I served with 10 guys that were killed in the line of duty. And that led me to playing the bagpipes, to starting a nonprofit, and then eventually getting involved with Wreaths Across America. So it's something that's very important and very personal to me.
And I know in past years, Chris, what's the most number of wreaths we've ever put out? Any idea?
You know, it's been going on here since about 1996. I've only been involved in it a few years, John a few years more than me. We really don't know the whole history. You know, numbers that I've seen have been somewhere around 1,500 being the most. I really couldn't tell you what the most was since it started, but we know for sure that it's never been close to this, and this is the first time that we're going to cover them all.
And how did you make that work financially?
Well, Wreaths Across America has a program every year following the wreath ceremony where they offer a two-for-one. Every dollar that's raised to buy a wreath, they give you two wreaths. So I went out into the community and asked for support from folks like Seven Feathers and a bunch of individuals and different organizations and companies. And literally everywhere that we've gone has just said, yes, we want to help. The community, as usual, has been very supportive of veterans' causes and stepped up big in order to raise the just over $62,000, I think it was, in order to make it happen.
Wow, there's a lot of money. So a big effort this year. What's going to happen at the event before we lay the wreaths out?
So every year we have a ceremony that lasts about a half an hour, and you're going to have a whole bunch of military veterans there in uniform. There's a ceremonial wreath laying for each branch of the armed forces, and a spiel about Wreaths Across America and what it means and why, and a little lesson on how to actually lay the wreath and the connection that you make to the veteran who's buried there when that happens. And if anyone's like me, the first time you come, you'll be hooked. It's a way to serve veterans that we become pretty fond of after doing it, and we're pretty excited.
So, John, if somebody's hearing this morning, what would you say to encourage them to get signed up for this?
Well, just get online, and you can volunteer on the Wreaths Across America website.
All right, as simple as that, and there's a link to that on the county government webpage too, right?
There is. There's a link to it on our webpage and on our social media sites, and you can go to wreathsacrossamerica.org and sign up. We'd love to have you.
And one thing to keep in mind for folks right now is that you've already gotten the everything paid for this year, right?
That's right. So when you go to wreathsacrossamerica.org, you're going to have two options. You can donate or volunteer. Our preference would be that you sign up to volunteer so we know how many folks are coming. Help us plan busing in and out of the event because we can't have everyone just pull in there and park their own vehicles. And then if you do want to donate, we would ask you to hold your donations until the day of or after the event this year so that it goes towards next year's event and we can continue the tradition year after year here in Roseburg.
All right, and again, what time on the 14th?
1 p.m., December 14th, VA National Cemetery.
All right, County Commissioner Chris Boyce and John Pearson. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
8:36 at the Morning Report.